Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 73.
Your fantasy. Hello, everyone. This is the Bernard.
Yes, he's back. It's Cali Bear.
Every time I meet a man, he's either gay or a bear.
Come with me into the light.
It's Cali Bear.
Hello, everyone. This is the Nard.
Hello, darling. This is Excalibur.
Hello. So, happy Independence Day to all.
Well, actually, happy post-Independence
Day. Yeah, post-Independence Day. So. Yeah, that's right. So, what's happening with you? How's the weather there? What's been happening to you the whole week?
Oh, we've been getting rained and stuff, so I'm not complaining, though. When I was in the Bay Area, we were complaining about the rain, but since we're in a drought here, we're not complaining about the rain. Although, it did rain on July 4th, which was not fun, but...
Yeah.
Other than that, I have actually been a crippled ex-Calibear.
What's wrong?
Last Friday, I twisted my ankle, and it's yet to heal up, to be quite honest with you. So I've been pretty much on one leg for the past week.
Where did this happen?
It happened at work. And
workers' comp.
Unfortunately, there were no witnesses.
Oh, goodness. You're taking pictures.
I know. So yeah. It's my
look at
word.
Me, I'm going to fall. Click, 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 you know.
Unfortunately, it's my word against the companies. So, yeah.
Damn.
But, basically, because I have not been able to go into work and really not mobile, that means I've been parking my ass in front of the computer, and I'm now officially becoming a mouse potato.
Mouse potato?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Mouse potato is actually, it's now in the Webster's Dictionary. There's about 100 words today introduced in the Webster's Dictionary, and one of them was mouse potato, and mouse potato is essentially the computer equivalent of a couch potato. A mouse potato is someone who sits in front of the computer all day long and does nothing but surf the internet.
Oh. Goodness, so you're now, is that one word, mouse potato?
No, it's two words.
Two words, mouse potato. Goodness.
What's great is unibrow is now part of the Webster's Dictionary.
Oh,
so
that, I've been hearing about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so unibrow is now an official word.
Yeah, Mike's got a unibrow, sometimes I have to trim it. So you've been, how about your 4th of July? Did you watch any fireworks?
Well, because of the rain, pretty much a lot of the daytime activities got squashed. So, I mean, I was pretty limited on what I was able to do anyway because of the foot. But any going out to have a picnic or anything like that was basically thrown out the window. But we did have actually a nice July 4th. I actually had a sweet July 4th. We went over to Chris's family's for July 4th and had a good old-fashioned, you know, grill barbecue July 4th, you know, hamburgers and chicken fresh off the grill, and salad and, and baked beans, and, you know, your typical stuff that you would have on a picnic or a cookout, but just indoors.
Oh, okay.
And I got to spend some quality time with his parents and everything, and then all of a sudden something happened out of nowhere that completely embarrassed Chris, but I loved every... loved every second of it, and it's basically the hint that shows that his family has pretty much accepted me as his partner, and that is they dusted off the old childhood pictures of Chris, took the photo albums out, and showed me all of his embarrassing photos.
Is there pictures of him nude on a glass table or something?
No, nothing like that, but there is a very sassy photo of him wearing a woman's dress at probably like the age 1 or 2, so...
Goodness.
If his parents did not know then...
That must have been a hint.
Yes, yes.
Way back then. Wow, so you're now part of the family.
Yes, and from what I understand, I have the honor of being known as the first person that Chris has ever brought home to the family that they showed the family photos to. So that means a lot.
Yeah.
So that was actually special that they felt comfortable enough to share that with me.
Yeah, Mike's family did that to me, and last year when I went to Maine, I think, yeah, that's around when episode one or two came out. That was August sometime last year. And I went to Maine, and Mike's mom did the same. Showed me the baby pictures and the family, the baby pictures, Mike looked like when he was 3 or 4 years old. So, yeah, it was awesome. So I guess that's how families show acceptance to gay couples, I guess.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so listeners, if you have any experiences like that, yeah, send us an email. Tell us about your story on your being accepted by your partner's family. That's a heartwarming story, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
So that's what happened to you 4th of July, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, there wasn't really too many fireworks. We did see some fireworks from out our window that was happening in downtown Addison. But other than that, that was it. So the rain pretty much squashed all ceremonies. So.
So you did your own fireworks in bed.
Nard. I plead the fifth on that one. Not saying a word.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
Well, my 4th of July was pretty eventful. We went to a friend's house. It's actually in the Warehouse District of Houston. Casey and Giles. Oh, so shout out Casey and Giles. Thanks for having us. There were about 100 people attending this party. And there's lots of finger foods, tuna sandwiches, peanut butter sandwiches, and lots of cheesecake. Yeah.
So basically, they wanted to fatten you up and get you on sugar highs the whole time?
I think Casey is a, what do you call it, encourager.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we had a great time. We met a lot of new people and other Houston Air Bash members. And afterwards, we went to the rooftop. We went walking up the rooftop to see the fireworks. But it was kind of drizzling a little, but eventually it stopped raining. So.
Okay, confess, you didn't go up to the rooftop to see the fireworks. You went up to the rooftop to create fireworks.
No, we didn't make fireworks. No, not of those kind.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, after that... Oh, have you seen the videos?
I have not had a chance to watch it yet. No, okay. No, I've got it waiting on my iPod. I haven't had a chance to watch it
okay,
yet.
Okay, so listeners and watchers, I guess, if you guys see the videos, there's a friend of mine, when we were climbing up the stairs, yeah, I was climbing and I was taking a video of a guy's butt.
Oh, dear.
Well, we're going upstairs, and I kept saying, yeah, this nice moon.
Bet it was.
Yeah, so anyway...
You naughty boy.
That's Tony. He's a friend of ours. He's a boyfriend of Gino. Yeah. So shout out Gino and Tony. Okay, so after that, KC made an announcement on getting some donations for the Lazarus House. So...
What's the Lazarus House?
It's a... God, I forgot. No, you stumped me. Okay. Well, what's the Lazarus House? Okay, let me see.
You need to be prepared for this, mister.
I know this part. I didn't get this one. Okay, about us. Okay, I went to about us. The Lazarus House is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides a complete, low-cost program of wellness in a comfortable, non-clinical environment for chronically ill clients suffering from disease-related wasting syndrome, or cachexia. God, it's hard to how to cachexia. Cachexia. So cachexia is excuse me. Yeah, it's a weight loss condition and negative nitrogen balance occurring in people with illness such as cancer, cerebral palsy, cystic fibrosis, HIV, muscular dystrophy, and other chronic diseases. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, this the Lazarus House help out these people who are afflicted with these diseases. So. Which is cool. So we raised about $205 that evening in a span of, say, 10 minutes. Wow. So it was good. So
that was good, yeah.
Yeah, so that goes directly to the Lazarus House. So that's pretty much what happened to our 4th of July weekend. So how about you guys out there listening? What happened to your 4th of July weekend?
Thank you. Okay, so as I mentioned at the top of the show, I've pretty much this past week, I've become a mouse potato, and I've been doing all sorts of stuff just to kill the boredom, because there's really nothing on television that, you know, at in the day, and your mind can only take so much of paternity tests on the Maury Povich show.
Maury Povich.
So I've been tooling around online, and I've actually found some interesting things. I've stumbled into a new addiction, actually, and that's called the Virtual Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
The Virtual Magic Kingdom is an online Disney theme park, and it's a free online game, actually. There's no charge for this whatsoever. You go to the website, you create a character, and you explore this online virtual theme park that Disney has created. And you do tasks to collect points, you play games, some of them are very addictive, like the fireworks game is very addictive. And you chat with people, you can create music, you can do... collect objects to create your very own rides that people can ride and stuff like that. And it's kind of loopy, but at the same time, it's so mind-numbing that it's addictive.
You're a first person. You run around.
Oh no, you're not in first person mode. You actually see your little creation, whatever the hell he looks like, walk all over the place.
Oh, okay. I thought it's like World of Warcraft or
something. Oh no, nothing like that. No. Okay. And then you can collect codes by playing, you know, different type of, like right now you can go to the Pirates of the Caribbean website and you can play this online Pirates of the Caribbean game and you can collect codes to get objects and costumes that you can dress your person up in and stuff like that. And you can go actually to the theme parks and you can play missions at the theme parks themselves at Walt Disney World or Disneyland and get codes for items and stuff. So it's basically a way for Disney to control your life online. So
it's really by Disney. Okay.
It is by Disney, yes. And it's addictive, unfortunately. So
you're so biased with Disney. Just because you work for Disney, now you're having Virtual Magic Kingdom, getting people hooked up to Disney websites.
Well, there is a antidote to that, and it's a video series, actually, that's online called The Tower of the Four Winds. And with The Tower of the Four Winds, it's a video show produced by a man who used to be an employee of Disneyland, and he's become so jaded and bitter with the Disney company that he has taken a lot of the old specials that used to be, a lot of the old episodes, actually, of the Walt Disney TV series that he had, and he's doing Mystery Science Theater 3000 with them, basically.
So this is a disgruntled employee doing
it. It's a very disgruntled employee. So as a matter of fact, I can give you a sample right now of what to expect on the show. So hold on one second. If you don't mind me indulging, I'm going to play a little clip from the show real quick, okay? Here we go.
Family, the time just before the turn of the century. Father, the host, tells the joys of living in the pre-electric era. Next, our audience moves to Act Two and the 1920s. Now the family has all kinds of new contraptions to make life more enjoyable, including a crystal radio,
which is ironically made of wood.
So it's pretty much stuff like that. So, you know, he makes fun of everything that's going on and the specials and everything. There's this great one that he has on there with Julie Andrews, and he's just having a field day with it.
Okay.
And it's funny just to watch in itself, but when you work for the Disney company, or if you used to work for the Disney company, you're sitting there like an evil little genius going, yes, watching this. So... if there's people out there who actually despise the Walt Disney Company and you want to laugh at Disney, then you definitely need to check out The Tower of the Four Winds.
What's so wrong about with Disney lately? I mean, they're churning out good movies lately, right?
They're trying to fix themselves because, you know, Michael Eisner basically destroyed the company. But, you know, with Bob Iger and now with, you know, Steve Jobs involved with the company, yeah, they're trying to fix their image. So Cars was great, and Pirates of the Caribbean looks like it's going to be a smash hit. But, yeah, they've got a lot of image repair to do because of all the damage that Michael Eisner did, not only with the shareholders, but with the people who used to work with them and everything. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've been busy. You've been very busy with
Well, not only that, but on LiveJournal, I've been trying to squelch my boredom by creating lists, and I've been creating list upon list upon list of like top 10, because everyone knows I'm a movie geek, so I've been creating these top 10 lists of movies, like top 10 musicals, you know, top 10 movies that I feel are overrated.
Yeah, I read some of them.
So, and I've just, you know, they keep going. The people who read them are actually enjoying them, so I'm going to keep going as long as they keep wanting them. And if there's listeners out there that are curious to, you know my opinion when it comes to films, all you have to do is sign up for my LiveJournal. On LiveJournal, I'm known as Excalibur. You know, send me an invite, and I'll be more than happy to add you to my list. You have to be a friend to read my entries.
Okay. And you didn't put Rent.
Well, that's because Rent's not one of my favorite movie musicals. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Anyway, so for the websites for the Virtual Magic Kingdom and the Tower of the Four Winds?
For Tower of the Four Winds, it's towerofthefourwinds.com. And for the Virtual Magic Kingdom, it's vmk.com. And we'll have links to both websites on the homepage of Bear Podcast.
Okay, Roy here sent me a link about the 100 worst porn movie titles by Brad Young.
Yes.
Where did you get this? Goodness.
I stumbled upon it on accident. And apparently this has been around for a while, but this was my first time ever seeing it. And I just could not stop laughing reading these titles because they're just horrible. I could not believe people would actually buy pornos with some of these names. And it's even funnier that somebody out there sat down and decided to compile them all into one big list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. So, let's give our audience the stuff that we find very funny in this one. Okay, you can go ahead and I'll cross out the ones that I already have.
Okay. Okay. My God, I'm doing a top 10 list on the podcast. Okay, yeah. So I'm not escaping what I'm doing on LiveJournal. Great. So basically what the Nard and I did is we went through the entire list and we decided to choose the 10 films that just really stuck out to us, the 10 titles. And here's the ones that I discovered. The first, Let's Play Stain the Couch.
Okay.
Was that like followed up the next day with a rousing game of Hey, Guess That Stain? I mean, what the hell, you know? One Flew Into the Poo-Poo's Nest.
I think that's scatty.
And you know, the poo-poo was near. I could smell it was close. We were definitely in the nest of the poo-poo.
Oh, God.
The next one, Why Things Burn. I guess it's a porno about gonorrhea? I don't know. Yeah, gonorrhea, that's sexy.
Uh-huh.
The next one was Hush, My Mom Might Hear Us.
Okay. Where is that supposed to come from?
I have no idea. So I guess it's porno for losers who still live with their moms. I don't know.
Okay.
I can just hear that conversation right now with his girlfriend. Hush, my mom might hear us. Now give me back my Funderoos.
Okay.
Dead men don't wear rubbers. You know, they can't breathe either, you know?
I don't know about erections either, so.
So it makes me wonder, though, is this necrophiliac porn, or is it zombies having sex? I mean, what's the concept behind dead men don't wear rubbers?
I don't know. Maybe they are zombies. Let's see.
Oh, zombie porn. That's... Oh. Yeah, that's
oh,
hot.
Oh, God. No, please. No, I don't want to think of zombie porn.
I can just see that right now. Two zombies.
Okay. Zombie porn. Okay, go ahead.
George Romero's Night of the Living Dick.
Okay.
The next one that I discovered that just stood out was Sandwich of Love. I guess that comes with a side of sex chips. I mean, it's sandwich of love? Nah. Yeah. The next one was Airtight Granny.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, I read that. But it's not in my list, though.
Yeah, Airtight Granny. What, does she have a Tupperware fresh cunt? I mean, what?
I kind of doubt it, though.
It's just, ew. You know, granny porn. Ew. Who is into granny porn? Seriously. I mean, that's gross.
I don't know.
What's the lesbian doing in my pirate movie? That's the name of the porn. What's the lesbian doing in my my pirate movie? My guess is looking for Christy McNichol. I don't know. I mean, it's just why else would a lesbian be in a pirate movie?
I don't know. Good question.
Okay. I know she's not selling the Seven Seas in search of booty, but she's in search of something else. So, the big brown bambuya booty Brazilian bitches.
Okay.
I think this made people who speak Ebonics hurt when they tried to say the title. And the one that just stood out the most, the one that just made me absolutely crack up when I read it, was Titalica Master of Puppies.
Yeah, I love that. That's on my list, too.
ew.
I really laughed when I read that.
Master of Puppies?
Yeah, and if you guys, if you don't know, it's supposed to be Metallica, Master of Puppets. It's one of my favorite albums by Metallica. But
Master of Puppies?
Yeah.
Ew.
Okay.
So many bad images.
Okay, let's go to mine here. Actually, what are mine yours? Are pretty easy to relate because some of them are really TV shows and movies.
Okay.
Like 21 Hump Street.
Oh.
Okay. So let me guess. Starring Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Mulan Splooge.
Ew.
Okay. E3, the extra testicle.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
okay. May the foreskin be with you.
Okay. That's bad.
Probably a spin off. Okay. Willy Wanker and the Fudge Packing Factory.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Yeah, it sounds so gay too.
I wonder if there's Oompa Loompa sex in that movie.
Oh god, no. I don't want to think about it. All this orange skin and stuff and humping each other.
Do you think Oompa Loompas have green pubic hair?
Good question. Yeah, probably. Green armpit hair. If they grow a beard, it's green. Okay, I saw Mommy Eating Santa Claus.
Oh god, with a nice Chianti? What? I mean,
I would imagine that if what's his name? Michael Jackson was singing it. No.
No, he would be singing a completely different Christmas song, I think.
Probably with the elves.
Yeah, grab your balls like Michael Jackson. Fa la 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 la.
Sperms of Endearment.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I think of sperm, I think of endearment. Yeah, sure.
Also, okay, Edward Penis Hands. Okay, I guess that's...
Oh, that's a bad mental image.
Yeah, uh-huh. And this one's a very popular one, I guess, and everybody pretty much know. Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, that's an old... I've been hearing that for a long time. But anyway, so I'll put the link on this on the website, probably if you guys would like to look at it and see what titles you find funny.
I mean, there is some great ones that we haven't even mentioned, like The Autobiography of a Flea, Hitler Sucks.
Okay.
God, what else? Slide Your Long Loaf Into My Hot Oven.
That's pretty bad.
Hello Titty.
Hello Titty, that's cute.
And then, of course, there's also The Adventures of the Fart Bitches. So, you know, I mean, there's just all sorts of titles that are on here, so... jerk your cum crayon and color me white. You know, you just name it. There's just all sorts of bad titles on here. You need to check it out.
It's very bad titles.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
I have a bear here from Nashville, Tennessee. His name is Sterling. He goes by Out There Bear and Bear 411. Let me read his profile here. Don't have a type that is set in stone, but a good kisser who is kind, versatile, non-psycho, and a non-smoker. This bear loves to kiss and cuddle and likes muscle cubs to bears, either with facial hair and fur. Not really into guys bigger than me. Oh, by the way, I am 39, 5'9½", 350 pounds, and have to lose a little for health. I'll always be big. I'll never be skinny. Don't let that stop you from saying hi either way. Anyone can be your friend if you're willing. Of course, that's true. Would love to find the perfect guy, but I don't rush. I am a divorced dad of three, see my kids a lot. My favorite thing to do is to laugh, so I like comedies, from stupid to romantic, and horror, from camp to, why did I watch that? I don't collect anything except memories and friends. Would like to add you to that collection. It's very sweet. I want to date and find the right guy, or have him find me. So, that is my baggage. I don't ask for anyone to help me carry it, but will ignore it for no one. Okay, so that's his profile on Bear 411. His name is Sterling. I believe he's a good friend of Robert from Music City Bears. So, yeah, check him out at Bear 411. He goes by Out There Bear. Okay, here are events for you guys. Bear Jam 2006, of course. It's going to be on July 20th. It's in Nashville, Tennessee. The Music City Bears invite you to visit us in Nashville, Tennessee, as we are celebrating Bear Jam 2006. This year's theme is Country Carnival and promises to be a quite memorable event. This is a four-day event running July 20th to 23rd, and it is our single largest event of the year. Come join us for fun and festive times with your fellow bears. Your presence will help us raise funds for Nashville Cares, the largest AIDS outreach and educational resource in Tennessee. Of course, they also have Bearpalooza there on July 22nd, that Saturday. So I hope you guys go. So check out the website at musiccitybears.com/bearjam. Okay, let's go to Bournemouth, United Kingdom. It's Bournemouth Bear Bash 2 on July 21st for 3 days. Come and have a great weekend on the south and meet lots of new bears. That's all they have to say, I guess. Let me see. Oh, yeah, check out the website at scbearsbournemouth.co.uk. Is that Bournemouth or Bournemouth? I'm not sure. How about in Sacramento, California, Bears in the Sack? BITS for short, B-I-T-S. Okay, so that's in July 21st. Okay, Warm Nights, Warm Bears in California's capital and River City. River rafting, pool parties, club crawls, dancing, and more. Sponsored by the Sacramento Valley Bears. Okay, so you can check out their website at sacvalleybears.org. Let's go to Vigo, Spain, Bear Galicia 2006 on July 21st for 5 days. Bears, party and disco, nude beach, boat trips, dinner with fruits of the sea, t-shirts, saunas, sexies, celebrations, contests, and many surprises. You can visit the website at beargalicia.org. Okay. Oh, Columbus, Ohio. Wow. I have a couple of friends there, like Manticore PGH, Zell77, and who else? Big Dave are there. Yeah, they're all from LiveJournal. Anyway, okay, Bear Camp 2006, Inferno. It's going to be on July 21st. It's going to be there for 3 days. So come enjoy your favorite Bear Camp events, as well as some hot new events to really heat up your weekend. In an effort to make our run the best ever and to make sure you get the best value for your money, we have added extra events, extra meals, and extra fun for 2006. What those events are, I don't know. Probably you should check out their website and schedule at columbusbears.org. Albany, New York, Bear BQ on July 22nd. Yep, they can have a barbecue. We always have events like that. Jim always does a good job in organizing these things. Jim goes by Iompare or Omphar. That's how he pronounces it. But it's Iompare, I-O-M-P-A-R-P-A-I-R in LiveJournal. Can't spell it. Gosh. Anyway, okay, so let me read here. Summer just isn't the same without a Bear barbecue. July is hot and so is the tailgate party we have planned. Iced tea and lemonade drink specials, hot dogs, chips, and snacks. We also have raffles, door prizes, hot dogs, and hot men. Okay, check out the website at bearalbany.com. Okay, last event. This is Mexico City, Mexico. Okay, Bear Mex Superheroes Party. You are invited to enjoy this phenomenal event. Join us in this event. And all are welcome. Bears, Chubbies, Daddies, and Fans. So now, Bear Admirers and Bear Chasers are now called Fans. Bear Fans. Okay. So if you go to the website, bearmex.com, you'll see a logo of, you know, the Superman logo, but instead of an S, it's a teddy bear head. It's pretty cute. It's pretty cute. Okay, so yeah, Bears, Chubbies, Daddies, Chasers, and Admirers, Saturday, July 22nd at 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wow, to 4 a.m., that's good. Okay, so yeah, check out the website at bearmex.com. Okay, so that's it. Now, back to the show.
All right, time to do some shout-outs, Roy. So go ahead, do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I've got actually four of them. I want to give a shout-out to Steven up in Fort Yukon, Alaska. We haven't talked for a while, and I need to correct that. I know that he's been having an adventure. I think he came back down here to the 48 states for a while. So it's nice to have him back in our territory, and I'm sure he's glad to be away from the tundra. So, Steven, if you're out there, drop me a line. I miss talking to you, bud.
And whenever I look at the cluster map, you know, the cluster map in the front page of Bear Podcast, I always see there's this one color in Alaska. There's this big dot, and I know that's Steven.
Oh yeah, that's Steven. That's Steven out there in the middle of northern exposure country. So
yeah, northern exposure.
I also want to give a shout out to my friend Brian. He's out there in Cincinnati, Ohio. How you doing there, Brian? Also want to give a shout out to Sassy Matt out in Chicago. And finally, I want to give a shout out to that ultra obsessed Stephen King fan Kevin out there in Boston, Massachusetts. So I hope you guys are doing okay, and I hope you guys had a great fourth. How about you, Dwayne?
Okay. Let me start with Tommy. He is Wind Bear in LiveJournal. Remember the one, the voicemail that we got that we couldn't understand? We thought it was
yes,
Humping Bear.
Yes.
It's Wind Bear, okay?
Okay, Wind Bear, okay.
Anyway, so he left me a... He's the one who left the voice message last episode or two episodes ago.
About a couple episodes ago, yeah.
Yeah, and he was actually using Skype. And also
explains everything.
Yeah, he's actually doing it because he tried using Skype because he was in another podcast. It's called the Friday Night Party Line. Okay.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So every Friday, I guess they record every Friday, and they have people come in as a guest, and Tommy's a guest in episode 12. And he mentioned us. He mentioned the Bee Talk and the Bear Podcast, some of the podcasts that I listen to. So thank you very much, Tommy. And yeah, so thank you for posting in my live journal also.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Okay, so another one here. He goes by Mackie, or Mark, actually. So he emailed me yesterday. So he said that he just found this podcast and he enjoys it. That's good. Thank you for listening, Mark.
So he says that I'm planning to join HAB soon. That's Houston Air Bears, and I'm looking forward to it. And he also started his own website called Straight Up Queer. So www.straightupqueer.com, and he set up a page for HAB that links back to them. And he says that one thing led to another, and I found your podcast. Wow! So he found a podcast through that. Yeah. So perhaps I could have one thing lead to another with them. What do you think?
Hey!
No, I must behave. Sorry. Okay. All right. So another one. Let me see. Oh, of course, Casey and Giles. Thank you for hosting the party last 4th of July, and a very nice loft. Imagine Brian Kinney's apartment in Queer's Folk. It's wide open, and people can party. It's pretty big. It's awesome. It's just that's the way I envision it. It's like Queer's Folk loft by Brian Kinney. Okay, so another shout out. Gino. Yes, Gino is a friend of mine. We go eat dinner most of the time on Fridays. So he says that he enjoyed the party, and he posted this on the website. Yeah, he enjoyed the party, and he was thanking the HAB for having him over to the party. Also, Tony. Tony with the moon. Red shorts and doing the moon in the video. So you'll see it, Roy, if you get to see it.
So basically, it's Tony the ass.
Yeah. Hey, he's my friend. He's a buddy of mine. So.
Tony the big voluptuous booty.
Okay, so I guess that's it. Anything else?
Yeah, to the boys out there at B-Talk, it's on, batch.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I heard about
it. If you want to know more, go to btalk.com so that you'll understand. But, yeah, it's on, batch.
I go to btalkworld.com, okay?
It's on batch.
Okay, so thank you guys for listening. You can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com.
And you can email me at xcalibear@gmail.com. You can also contact me on LiveJournal. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm known as xcalibear on LiveJournal. And you can also find me floating around on BearDar, known as xcalibear at BearDar.com.
All right, so... can also leave voice messages for the show, 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. So if you leave your voice message, I'll be able to play it in the show. Okay? And also visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. Thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Yo. Ricky, I want to be on the show.
Okay, I'm done.